This week on Minnesota Native News, we look forward to two very different grand openings. A new permanent exhibit at the Minnesota History Center is called Our Home, and it's all about Native Minnesota. It was developed by Dr. Kate Bean, the Director of Native American Initiatives at the History Center, and by senior historian Maddie Harper DiCarlo. Producer Lori Stern met with Maddie Harper, who's an enrolled member of the Boys Fort Band of Ojibwe and grew up at Leech Lake.
There's a real priority now to making sure that Native history is at the center of Minnesota history.
The new exhibit will be organized around six themes, starting with Dakota and Ojibwe homelands. It will feature historic and contemporary icons and practices like the big drum and the moccasin game. As a whole, the exhibit will show how Ojibwe and Dakota people have held on to cultural ways and deep connection to the land, despite efforts to extinguish them.
We didn't want this to be a story of, you know, the tragic demise of Indian people, and, you know, these are all of the horrible things that colonization has done, period. But we wanted, you know, for sure, Native people to end up walking away feeling really inspired and proud. And we wanted non-Native people to also be inspired and to feel like they wanted to know more.
There will be benches for elders and play spaces for kids. Many of the exhibits will be interactive, like the one about the origins of place names.
And we'll have the indigenous pronunciation so people can learn about these places where you live actually come from indigenous names or indigenous languages.
Maddie Harper says it's important for Native people not just to see themselves represented in a museum, but for it to be a place where they can learn new stories about their own relatives.
In a way, you know, this exhibit is part of a bigger project to reverse that old practice of looting and stealing from Native communities so non-Natives can own Native culture, right? What we're trying to do here is have Native people feel like this is our institution. This is our space to tell our stories for our future generations and to claim this as our space.
The exhibit opens to the public with a free family day on Saturday, December 7th. There'll be live music and dancing and games to play. For more information, visit mnhs.org/our home. The community is celebrating the opening of a $16 million 42-bed housing complex for Native youth. It's on University Avenue in St. Paul. The shelter came together after years of planning and funding from many sources. It's the latest program operated by Anne Dayoung. Producer Lori Stern met with Executive Director Deb Foster at the new site.
So over here, we have our commercial kitchen. Again, this is open to the community, it's open to tribes, it's open to people.
Deb Foster says Mineoshkiandayan will house 42 young people, and also it will proclaim a Native presence in St. Paul. The building itself is big and gorgeous. The exterior features four-story teepees in bright colors, and soon seven figures will be added representing the seven grandfather teachings. Those will be lit up at night. Inside, if you take a left, there are offices where youth can meet with staff one-on-one. And in the center of each floor is a big, round, birch-themed space for ceremony.
So when you walk in, you'll feel like you're walking into a forest. So we're trying to create a space that takes these kids away from the city streets that they know and really bring them to a place that resembles them and who they are, and so that when they walk in the door, that they feel like this is for them and that they're home.
The 42 efficiency apartments are spacious and modern, and each floor has a lounge where youth can hang out. Deb Foster says they all need a place to heal, get stable, and figure out their own way forward with community support. Here they'll learn how to make and sell drums and regalia, and they'll get the help they need to go to school or find a job.
We believe that this is how we're going to change our young people's lives and actually give them the future that they so deserve.
The public is invited to attend the grand opening celebration November 20th from 4 until 7 p.m. at 769 University Avenue, St. Paul, the Dale Street Station on the Green Line. Minnesota Native News is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.